wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the continuation of the series, Have the Faith of God. Have faith in God, my friend. Don't doubt Him. Don't doubt God, because doubt can cause delay. It can even abort a miracle. James 1, 6 through 7 says, "But let him act in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man, that is the man that doubts God, suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." In today's segment of the message, we're going to discover how doubt delayed Father Abraham's miracle. Doubt made him to wait 25 years for the miracle son that God had promised him. Oh yes, you may be shocked to know that Abraham, the great father of faith, once doubted God, and it cost him delay in his miracle. Learn from his story today, and don't make that same mistake. Don't doubt God, because doubt delays miracles. Be blessed, my friend, as you listen.
And so Abraham, the word of God tells us in this particular place, that he was fully convinced inside of his heart. He did not reason it in his head as to how a 100-year-old man would pregnate a 90-year-old woman. No, he didn't reason it in his head. He was convinced in his heart that this, my God, he can do it. And he will do it. And that, beloved, is the first component of faith. To be fully convinced that what God said he will do, he can do it, and he will do it. Now, I want you to notice something in the scriptures there. It said Abraham was fully convinced. I love the Bible. The Bible doesn't just throw words. There's a reason. That's why Jesus said every little aspect of the Bible, even the line that crosses the T and the dot that is upon the I, God said it will be fulfilled. So there is no word you just see there carelessly. So the Bible didn't just say that he was convinced, but he was fully convinced. People of God, there is a difference. There is a difference. Fully convinced means you don't waver at all. And we saw that in that scripture. The Bible says he did not waver. He was strengthened in faith. Do you believe, people of God, that you can exist, have a life whereby you never for one tiny second doubt God? That's where he's taking us. Remember, faith is a lifestyle. Faith is an expression of love, not an extortion from God. So ideally, God wants us to 100% all of the time believe God. Have no doubt whatsoever. However, if you are just convinced, not that you are fully convinced, it is possible for you to still entertain doubts once in a while. And as long as you still entertain doubt, you waver, you go back and forth from today, I'm convinced, tomorrow I'm not really convinced, then next tomorrow I'm convinced, the day after that I'm not really convinced. The Bible tells us in the book of James that such a person that wavers in his faith and has doubts should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. People of God, tonight we're going to take a journey into Abraham's life, because I want you to understand that Abraham was not always someone that was fully convinced. It may shock you to find out that Abraham wavered a lot in his faith. If you will notice, before I lead you on this journey, Romans 4 that we read, how old was Abraham said to have been in that verse of scripture? Who can remind me? He was how old? 100 years old, right? About 100. And the Bible tells us in Romans 4 that it was when he was about 100 years old that he was fully convinced. But who knows? Who is a good Bible student here? What age did God first make that promise to Abraham? Say it out loud. You all clap for yourself. You are awesome. Do you know what that means? How come Romans 4 didn't say when he was about 75, he was fully convinced? The Bible says when he was about 100. Do you know what that tells me? That means all the way from 75 when he first heard that promise, all the way to 100, Abraham was not fully convinced. Abraham would waver in his faith. And I will prove it to you. And you know that that was the reason why he waited 25 years. You don't need to wait that long. God began to open my eyes. He said, my daughter, I don't delay. You know, sometimes we say something like, and I've said it myself before, delay is not denial. The interesting thing is that God is not the one doing the delaying. Many times we say, I'm waiting on God. Well, God is actually waiting on you to get to the point of being fully convinced. Because if you don't get to the point of being fully convinced, he cannot release your miracle to you. Father Abraham, for 25 years, didn't get to the point of fully convinced. But when he finally got to that point, within 1 year, what he had been waiting for was delivered to him. Do you know what that means? Many of us have been waiting on the Lord for a husband, a job, name it. I don't know what you've been waiting on God for. Thinking that God is the one delaying. He told Jeremiah, I am ready to perform my word. God is ready. Even before you asked, he's already done it. But he is waiting on us to be fully convinced in our faith. Because when he sees doubt, you doubt today, you believe tomorrow, he cannot release that miracle. That's what the Bible says in the book of James. James 1, let's even go there. Verse 6, it says, when you ask, let him ask in faith. Faith that is full of 100% conviction, no doubt, without doubting. He says, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Abraham could not, I submit to you, Abraham could not receive Isaac for 25 years. Not because God felt like delaying, but because Daddy Abraham was wavering in his faith. What about you, my friends? What about you, beloved of God? God is not the one doing the delaying. It is us. I tell you by the Lord, he told me to tell somebody here, your miracle is overdue. And he's just waiting for you to get to that point whereby there is no doubt in your heart anymore. And like Abraham, within a year, you will see that thing. Even before then. Go with me to Genesis 12, where Abraham first got that promise from God. Of course, we know he was 75 at this point. Genesis 12, 1. The Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And verse 4 shows that Abraham manifested some level of faith and he acted upon the command of the Lord. The Bible tells us Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. So this was a demonstration of faith. He doesn't know where they're going. God said, just leave. However, how do I know he wavered? If you move down to verse 10, the Bible tells us there was a famine in the land. And all of a sudden, Abraham switched on his head and he turned off his heart. And he said, I don't think I can keep going to this Canaan. There is famine there. And the Bible tells us in verse 10, he went down to Egypt and he dwelt there. Not that he even said, you know, maybe there is a detour. He went to go and stay in Egypt. Father of faith. He wavered in his faith. God said, you are not ready. Move over to the next chapter, Genesis 15. The Bible reveals to us again how he wavered in faith. Verse 1, the Bible tells us, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. You know, before God can even say, do not be afraid, that tells me he's afraid. I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. But Abraham said, can you see, people of God, that he now reveals his fear out of the abundance of his mouth. He revealed his fear. He said, but Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And then the Lord, if you see later down, the Lord God now said in verse 4, the word of the Lord, I'm going to visit that again. The word of the Lord came to him saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body will be your heir. And then the Lord took him out. He showed him the stars and said, look, this is how numerous your descendants will be. And verse 6, Abraham now believed in the Lord. So again, he went from unbelief back to belief. Back forth, like some of us do. All of us have been like that. However, you would think that Father Abraham is now fully convinced. But no, he's not. Because you move to the next chapter, chapter 16, and look at what happens. In fact, his doubts now climax to the point that Father Abraham goes to impregnate Hagar. He said, it is very obvious that even if I, at this my age, can, you know, pregnate a woman, this my wife, there is no chance. So this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to help God. There is no harm in helping God. So we're going to take a younger lady, and the promise of God will still be fulfilled. Don't go and look for alternatives. God does not need help.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
I long to know. I want to know.